Hello friends, welcome to Viz School. We are on the final chapter of this book on Introduction to Insurance and Risk Management. This final chapter is chapter 10, Introduction to Health Insurance. This is a very, very interesting chapter. We saw how life insurance is useful for financial planning, how non-life insurance is useful for financial security. Here we learn how health insurance is useful for the well-being of every individual. In this chapter, we'll understand what are the different concepts relating health insurance, what are the products, who are the players, and especially with the background of the spiraling health insurance cost. Now, this chapter explains health insurance products, what they cover, and how they help you for the medical costs when someone gets sick, injured, and needs to stay in the hospital. So let's first start with the concept of health insurance. Health insurance primarily safeguards individuals and families against the escalating cost of healthcare. If we want to get the definition of health insurance business, we can refer Section 2, Subsection 6C of the Insurance Act 1938. Health insurance business means the effecting of the contracts which provide for sickness benefits or medical, surgical, or hospital expense benefits, whether inpatient or outpatient travel cover and personal accident cover. IDI follows this definition of health insurance business. The concept of health insurance is very important to know. Health insurance promotes access to quality medical care, especially through the network hospitals, especially not worrying about the cost of treatment, because if the diseases are covered in the health insurance, it reduces the financial strain caused by the unforeseen illnesses or emergencies. What are the features of health insurance? The first important feature is personal accident cover. In this, in case you require hospitalization, then both the pre and post hospitalization expenses, including the medical, surgical, or the hospital expenses, are covered. The daycare procedures and the 24-hour hospitalization when needed is also covered. And the best part of it, in the network hospital, you have the cashless facilities, and so you don't need to carry cash in your pocket. Add-on benefits with ambulance charges, OPD expenses, alternative treatments are also covered, and preventive healthcare and no-claim business is an added attraction. Now let's understand how health insurance evolved in India. Health insurance originated as a special part of general insurance. Health insurance began with the Employee State Insurance Scheme under the ESI Act of 1948 for the private sector employees. In 1954, the Central Government Health Insurance Scheme was introduced for central government employees and their families. The Central Government Health Scheme, popularly known as the CGHS, was introduced for central government employees and their family members. In 1986, the four nationalized non-life insurance companies launched commercial health insurance for individuals and their families, and they introduced the Mediclaim, which covered hospitalization expenses with certain exclusions. Over a period of time, the popularity of health insurance has increased and it has led to its expansion. Health insurance products expanded to cover the preventive care, critical illness, and hospitalization costs. The technology, especially the digital technology, has further transformed the industry with the online platforms eKYC and the artificial intelligence-based policy approvals. New technologies like the blockchain and the AI have also improved the transparency, efficiency, and customer service in the health insurance. Artificial intelligence is specifically helping the insurers to create the health insurance plans that match with the needs by studying large data like the lifestyle, the health conditions, and the behavior of the people. The blockchain technology is specifically used to make smart contracts, which help the process claims faster and more secure. It also helps to keep tamper-free records of all the transactions happening with the insurance company. These new technologies make health insurance easier to access, more inclusive, transparent and efficient, leading to a higher customer satisfaction. And now the health insurance is becoming an essential component of the insurance sector in the Indian economy. It is focusing on wellness programs that reward policyholders for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, telemedicine, and the personalized plans. With the rising healthcare cost, it continues to evolve to ensure affordability, accessibility, and inclusivity. Health insurance has established itself as a standalone vertical in India solely on its popularity by promoting the financial security, well-being, and the healthcare accessibility. Health insurance products have a range of products in the Indian market. They started with indemnity cover, which reimburses or provides cashless benefits for medical expenses, including incurred during the hospitalization. And now the scope has expanded in recent years to include various other products based on the customer segments, diseases, reimbursements, and the benefits like critical illness coverage, top-up plans, combo plans, and even specific diseases plan to cater to the diverse needs. The COVID-19 pandemic has in fact created awareness within the people to buy for long-range plan and don't wait till the diseases strike them. IRDAI serves as a regulator for the Indian insurance sector, including the health insurance. IRDAI grants operational licenses to health insurance providers and their agents. It also regulates the pricing of health insurance policies. It also ensures health insurance companies have enough money to pay the claims, build trust through strict solvency margin requirements. The use and file system allows insurers to launch new products quickly while following the regulatory norms. The insurance company don't have to wait after filing. This unique provision of IRDAI of use and file allows the products to quickly come in the market. It also supports the online health insurance to make it easier for people to buy the policies. IRDAI also sets strict deadlines to speed up the claim settlement, ensuring the policyholders get financial help on time. Now, let us understand who offers the health insurance. Is it only the non-life or some life insurance companies also offer? The answer to this is health insurance policies are offered by all life, general, and health insurance companies that are registered with IRDAI. The general health insurance companies offers both the indemnity-based and the benefit-based health insurance policies. Life insurance companies offers benefit-based policies as per the extant health insurance regulations. The general health insurance companies also offer the personal accident policies, domestic travel policies, as well as the overseas travel policies. Now let's understand the different types of health insurance policies. Standalone health insurance companies are allowed to transact all type of health insurance. The types of policies offered are Mediclaim policy, personal accident insurance policy, critical insurance and covers for specific diseases, individual health insurance, family floater health insurance, senior citizen health insurance, group health insurance, the top-up insurance, the combo insurance plan covering health and life, the microinsurance plan to provide health coverage to the lower income groups from the weaker and informal sector, the government initiatives to provide health coverage to the economically weaker sections of the society, and the overseas travel insurance. Now let's understand these health insurance plans one by one. Starting with the Mediclaim policy. A Mediclaim policy is also called as the hospitalization indemnity policy, which means the policyholder's expenses during hospitalization are covered under it. It covers the medical expenses incurred due to an illness or accident in a network, hospital, or any other hospital approved by the insurer. A Mediclaim policy covers the expenses incurred on the account of illness or an accident in different situations, such as the inpatient hospitalization expenses where room charges, boarding charges, nursing expenses, medical costs, surgical procedure, etc., even ICU charges are covered. OPD cover includes the insured's visit, a clinic or a hospital for treatment. The DCAR procedure includes a medical treatment undertaken under general health anesthesia, local anesthesia. The pre- and post-hospitalization expense includes the medical expenses incurred preceding the hospitalization after the insured person is discharged from the hospital. The domiciliary hospitalization includes the medical treatment while confined at the home. The insured is supposed to check out which all are included so that later the misunderstanding or dispute doesn't happen. Now let's understand the benefits of Mediclaim policy. The first and important benefit is insurers offer individuals and group cost-effective plan to cover the health emergency. Family floater plans are also available, which covers the health risk of the entire family in one single policy. The insured can lodge any number of claims during the policy term of 12 months. However, reimbursement will be made up to the sum assured. The premium payment must be made in advance, but the insured can claim tax benefits under Section 80D of the Income Tax Act 1961. The Mediclaim policy can be renewed like general insurance policies after 12 months, and if there was no claim in the previous year, the insurer will reward the insured by adding a bonus to the sum assured in the renewed term. Cashless treatment facility are available at insurer's network hospital. However, if the insured wants to take treatment in a non-network hospital, they can get prior approval from the insurer and claim the expenses incurred on a reimbursement basis. The Mediclaim policy covers both pre- and post-hospitalization expenses for a specific period and hospitalization expenses. Some insurers also reimburse annual health checkup expenses. The claim can be directly lodged with the insurer or a third-party administrator appointed by the insurer. Some insurers may also design the Mediclaim policies for senior citizens and patients suffering from the existing diseases. Now let's look at the second policy plan, health plan, which is the personal accident insurance. The personal accident insurance covers the risk from unforeseen accidents that result in death or disablement. The insurer pays 100% as a death benefit. However, the disability compensation may vary based on the nature and the severity of the disability as defined in the policy terms. The insurer generally covers various types, but the three main types identified are the permanent total disability, the permanent partial disability, and a temporary disability. Natural death, pre-existing disabilities, influence of intoxication, and self-injury are excluded from the risk cover. Personal accident insurance can be offered to individuals and groups. Employers take the group insurance plans for their employees. The age of entry differs from insurer to insurer. However, the premium is based on the person's occupation. The sum insured can be based on gross monthly income or a fixed amount the insurer gives. Personal accident policies provide fixed benefit for the accident, death, or disability regardless of the actual financial loss. Now let's look at another good health plan, which is critical insurance plan and cover for specific disease. The critical insurance plan pays a lump sum amount to the insured upon diagnosing specific critical illness, ensuring expensive treatment and recovery do not strain finances. The IRDAI Health Insurance Standardization Guidelines have standardized definitions for 22 critical illnesses that could be included in a health insurance policy. If the insured is diagnosed with a covered condition, the insurance company pays the full amount of the insurance they bought. Now, when we talk about individual health insurance, they have various benefits such as cashless treatment, coverage for existing illness, bonus for not making claims, restoration benefit, daycare procedures, wellness benefits, maternity and newborn coverage, as well as the OPD coverage. Now let's look at the family floater health insurance. Family floater health insurance is specifically useful for a family having more members so that all this can come under one policy. Any family member can use the sum insured for the medical cost. can cover all ages in the family. It can cover before and after hospitalization charges. It has cashless hospitalization. Daycare procedures are covered. Maternity and newborn care is covered. Even ambulance covers and the Ayush treatment is also covered. Let's look at the senior citizen health insurance. Senior citizen health insurance is specifically offered to individuals above 60 years and with lifelong renewal options. Pre-existing diseases are covered with waiting periods and limits. Waiting periods varies with a specific illness. Senior citizen health insurance coverage for medical treatment at home is also possible if hospitalization is not possible. Treatments that do not require 24-hour hospitalization like cataract surgery can also be covered. Expenses for emergency transportation through ambulance are also covered, and alternative therapies are like Ayush are also covered. Senior citizens can have a treatment in network hospitals without paying upfront. They can also undergo free preventive checkups to monitor the health. The insurers offer discounts or some insured increase for claim-free years. The premiums may qualify for tax benefits, and there is a possibility of auto replenishment of the sum insured if the existing limit is exhausted. Let's look at another health plan, which is the group health insurance. The group health insurance is generally preferred by a company who wants to buy health insurance for its employees. The group health insurance plan covers the employees and their families, like the spouses, children, and sometimes even the parents. Corporate group policies generally have a buffer or a floater cover that can be utilized for major or critical illnesses after the family's coverage limit is exhausted to meet the additional expenses. The best part of the group policy is they are flexible and make them a cost-effective option for the group. Next, health insurance plan is the top-up insurance. The top-up insurance provides extra insurance coverage over a certain threshold. It's available at a lower premium compared to a full-fledged policy with the same coverage amount. A top-up policy kicks in only when the medical expenses exceed the specified threshold. A top-up insurance provides additional coverage over an existing health insurance policy. A top-up insurance over and above that exists a super top-up insurance. A super top-up insurance considers the total of all hospital bills in a year rather than a single hospitalization event. Once the total expenses cross the deductible, the super top-up policy becomes active for subsequent claims. Next, we look at another very attractive health insurance plan, which is a combo insurance plan covering both health and life. A combo insurance plan combines the life insurance from a life insurer and a health insurance from a non-life or a standalone health insurance company. They can be available as individual or group policy. For example, you might get a plan covering serious illness and paying your hospital bill for a life insurance policy, giving you money for each day you are in a hospital. A health plus life combo plan can be good because they protect both your life as well as your health. Package policies make things even better by putting different types of insurance together. Next, we come to the micro insurance plan. A micro insurance plan provides health coverage to the lower income groups from the weaker and the informal sector. Smaller, affordable health plan designed for the people with low incomes, especially those in villages or who work in informal jobs. It helps the communities become stronger. People don't have to borrow money when they get sick and they have to pay huge bills. It allows them to stay healthier and work better. Next, we come to the government initiatives. The government initiatives provide healthy coverage to the economically weaker sections of the society. For example, the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, the Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, the Rashtriya Swasthya Bima Yojana is another example of the micro health insurance in India. Some state governments have also taken initiatives to improve access through micro health care with special schemes. State governments have also taken initiatives for health care. For example, the Maharashtra government's Mahatma Jyotiba Phule Jan Arogya Yojana provides cashless treatment for serious ailments for families below the poverty line and the farmers. The Gujarat government's Mukhya Mantri Amrutam Yojana provides cashless treatment for the BPL families with critical illnesses. The Kalaignar Health Insurance Scheme provided by the Tamil Nadu government is a micro insurance scheme that covers medical treatment to families below the poverty line. Next, we come to the overseas travel insurance. The overseas travel insurance helps one to cope with the unexpected costs that can happen when you are in another country. For example, the overseas travel insurance can help settle the medical bills if you get sick or injured while traveling. It can also help if your luggage gets lost or stolen or your flight is delayed or canceled. It can also protect you against claims for third-party property or personal damages. In addition, the overseas health travel insurance covers the transportation during medical emergencies, emergency cash advances, sponsored protection during study interaction, loss of passport, and even the home burglary during the travel. The premiums are payable in Indian rupees, but coverage can be availed in foreign currency specified by the insurer. Policies are available for travelers abroad for work or leisure, students studying overseas, and even employees sent abroad for the work contracts. Corporate frequent flyer plans are also available for frequent travelers with annual coverage. The premium is based on the estimated travel days in a year. Policies are available worldwide. However, the insurer also offers specific regional policies. Travel insurance plan can provide financial security during international travel, ensuring peace of mind for travelers. So friends, with this, we covered various health care plans which have been getting very popular, and that's the reason health insurance has emerged as a standalone vertical. Now let's focus on the role of health insurance, not only in financial security, but also in the well-being of the individuals. Like we saw, the role of life insurance, like we saw, the role of non-life insurance similarly, now we will look into the role of health insurance. And when we see the role, it has twin roles. One is financial security, other is well-being. A holistic understanding of various health insurance plans, from the individual and family floaters to the senior citizens and critical illness plan, is essential to cater to the diverse needs. So when we talk of the holistic understanding, the holistic word has great meaning. It covers various aspects of health. It covers various aspects from individuals to families and even to the groups. It also includes the senior citizens. It also includes critical illnesses. And with this in mind, a person not only takes care about the healthcare cost, but he also ensures that he is always maintaining a well-being state. The benefits of cashless hospitalization, tax advantages, preventive checkups should also be factored, as health insurance not only provides financial security, but also inspires to embrace a healthy lifestyle and overall well-being. Health insurance ensures long-term financial stability and empowers individuals to make informed decisions, securing the financial future while prioritizing the health and peace of mind. Health insurance is a necessity for ensuring financial stability, as it takes care of the increasing medical cost, healthcare cost, and acts as a protective shield against the unforeseen medical expenses, guaranteeing that individuals and families do not face financial distress during the health crisis. So friends, now let us look at the key players of health insurance in the Indian market. The health insurance market in India has many different companies from public sector and private sector that are helping it grow and become more available to the people. Based on the IRDA annual report 2023-24, the total standard health insurance registered in India as of 31st of March 2024 is 8. Now let's understand the health insurance marketing and sales through the agents, brokers, and the distributors. As we know, good marketing is very important to get people to know. Likewise, effective sales are important for converting the leads into purchases. Health insurance companies use different ways to reach people, like online ads, social media, and tools to manage the customer relationships. This helps them teach people about health insurance and find new customers. Sales involves converting leads into policyholders by understanding their insurance needs, explaining the available options, and facilitating the purchase process. A strong distribution network comprising agents, brokers, and distributors drives health insurance penetration across the urban and rural India. Now let's understand the challenges in the health insurance sector. The health insurance is not just limited to rural areas, urban regions, but the challenges also have significant features. The financial constraints remain the top challenge amongst those people who went to buy health insurance, because health insurance might not be easily affordable to all. When we talk in terms of government initiatives, yes, they take care of the poor and the rural masses who need health insurance at an affordable cost. But when we talk about the healthcare in the private hospital, it becomes very difficult for all people to get across. So financial constraints remains a common issue. Then lack of awareness about the benefits of comprehensive health. When we talk in terms of the holistic approach, people should understand why they need. So this awareness about the benefits of health insurance becomes very important. And when we talk about addressing this challenge, it requires targeted campaigns to improve the awareness, simplified, affordable policies tailored to different needs, and of course, improved infrastructure to support the healthcare access in both the rural and urban regions. Technology will play its role, and it plays a very important role for transforming the health insurance industry. Processes becoming more efficient and customer-friendly. User-friendly websites and mobile apps are allowing customers to easily compare and purchase health insurance plans. The processing of claims have also gone electronically. It leads to faster approvals and reimbursements. Now let's look at the future trends in health insurance sector. The future trend in health insurance sector is also bright. Technologies like blockchain and artificial intelligence are helping health insurance companies minimize the losses by enhancing security, transparency, and preventing fraudulent activities. It also helps them to swiftly process only legitimate claims. Health insurance is working dynamically. The way health insurance is working, work is changing a lot of processes, procedures, and the technologies. New technologies, strategic partnerships are emerging in the health insurance sector, and the focus is on what customer needs, and these processes are streamlined for driving this change. By using the online tools, finding new ways to reach the people, and making plans that fit the individuals, insurance company wants to make them easier, more efficient, and better for everyone. These trends are expected to make health insurance more inclusive and respond to individual needs, ensuring better coverage and satisfaction for policyholders. So with this, friends, we have completed the final chapter of this book. And in all, we have covered all the three major types of insurance existing in India, starting with life insurance, then non-life, and out of it, the standalone health insurance. So with this, we have brought you up to a stage of familiarity. The more you keep abreast with the latest changes, the more you visit the insurance websites, the more you actually talk with the agents, brokers, and distributors, the more you take interest in getting familiarity with the products, processes, especially when this FDI is 100% now in the insurance sector. The government has recently proposed it, so it will soon reach the 100%, and lot of changes are expected in the insurance sector for you to note, and this base is going to be very useful for you to grow further into this insurance sector. Thank you very much.